on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the Supreme Court will allow the Trump administration to resume plans to carry out mass job cuts across federal agencies. Justices lifted a district judge's order blocking the large-scale federal layoffs that could potentially impact hundreds of thousands of jobs. Good news for Newark Airport flyers. After nearly two decades, shoes no longer have to come off while going through the airport security set checks. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the new policy, which is in effect nationwide, won't change anything about the Transportation Security Administration's commitment to safety.
The key to our approach is layered security. Passengers will still pass through multiple layers of screening. They'll also go through identity verification.
And the shoes off mandate was put in place several years after shoe bomber Richard Reed's failed attempt to take down a flight in December of 2001. And a gun store in Morris County is paying the price after its firearms were stolen and then used in crimes.
FSS Armory in Pinebrook must pay $125,000 to New Jersey as part of a civil settlement. The Attorney General's office says the gun shop posted pictures online of its unsecured firearms, leading to 18 guns being stolen in January of 2023. More than 2 years later, only half of the guns, including four shotguns, four pistols, and a rifle, have been recovered. They were all found at crime scenes. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. And what's the deal with that thunderstorm warning? Are the storms going to be bad again? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. Now, New Jersey, fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's going to stay pretty muggy tonight into tomorrow morning. We'll have clouds and fairly numerous showers, even a heavier thunderstorm or two, which could produce a flooding downpour and some gusty winds. Lows will be in the lower 70s tonight. Then by tomorrow afternoon and evening, just a spotty shower or storm. It'll be mostly cloudy. Highs will be near 80. Mostly cloudy and muggy later tomorrow night, a low near 70. Still humid Friday. Clouds and subsided. The chance for a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood, family owned and operated for over 50 years. Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home. Online at athomeappliance.com. 86 in Clinton, 87 in Jackson, 82 in Millville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.